Please rise for the versicles and the confession of sins.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
Almighty God,
Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed, for the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen.
Please be seated. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul teaches us in his letter to the Ephesians, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Circumspectly, that's a good word. It means to look around, but not as though one were not paying attention to what one was doing, but in watching for dangers. Proceed cautiously, a road sign might say. We've been reminded in lectures, in homilies, and in hymns that the Christian lives as a citizen of two kingdoms at the same time, an earthly kingdom, this world, created by God, but corrupted by human rebellion against God. And here we are governed by law and reason, and a certain amount of fear. At the same time, we live in the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of the gospel of Christ, governed by God's word, by faith, hope, and love. Both kingdoms are created by God, but living in both of those kingdoms at the same time, the Christian lives in great tension, torn often between the two. Living in the midst of decay and evil, we know that there is a better place awaiting us, promised by our Savior. That describes our life, the life as saint and sinner at the same time, in the world, but not of the world. And this always raises the question for us, how shall we live? And that is the question St. Paul addresses so briefly in this short text. Walk circumspectly, he says, cautiously. Now bear in mind, as we've been told before, that when St. Paul wrote this, the days were evil almost beyond our imagination, dangerous for Christians. He wrote this in Rome at a time of persecution, under a long series of emperors culminating here in Nero. But to be sure, not an awful lot has changed. The world is no more and no less evil today as it was then. Today, as in Nero's time, what God's word says is wrong is right for this day. And what God's word says is right is wrong for this day. Then and now, it means that we are to be attentive to what is going on around us. Then, when St. Paul cautions us to live not as fools, but as wise, he certainly is reminding us of Jesus' parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. The foolish ones who, waiting for the bridegroom, let their oil run out, and the wise ones who conserved their oil as they awaited the bridegroom. And that's an image of our wait for our bridegroom, our Lord, to return us, to return to take us to the eternal wedding feast. Now, what would wise living be? Well, Paul describes it as redeeming the time. One can imagine that being a great theme for a lecture on time management for college students and professors too, especially at this time of year when we've wasted so much and now we're rushing to get to the end. But that is not quite what the Apostle Paul is after here. He urges us to use the time in these last days wisely. How? To make sure of our soul's salvation. You don't know how much time is left. Seize the precious hours of grace and use this time to strengthen the faith your Lord Jesus has given you. Attend to the welfare of your soul, feeding it with God's word as you await the fulfillment of his promise. You don't have to be old to realize that you live in the last times. You don't have to be the most astute student of current events. You don't have to be a prophet to understand that things are running down and that there is evil around us. But more than that, there is evil within us. Our old Adam, our corrupt nature, lives within us from birth to the grave. Don't think only about the evil around you, though you must be aware of it, but think what is in your own heart, and that is also the evil of the last days. And it is from that our Lord promises us deliverance. With that, the apostle aims us at the certainty of God's word, the word of the gospel. There our Lord feeds us. He feeds our faith. There he sets before us the object of our faith, the promised forgiveness of sins accomplished in Christ Jesus our Savior, salvation in the righteousness of our Lord, not in ourselves. And that is what he feeds us daily by his word and sacrament. The hymn writer, Nicholas Salnecker, has helped us to pray for all of that in his hymn, Lord Jesus Christ with us abide, that pure we keep till life is spent, thy holy word and sacrament. O prosper well thy word of grace, and spread its truth in every place. O grant that in thy holy word we here may live and die, dear Lord, and when our journey endeth here, receive us into glory there. Amen. Please rise for the responsory.
O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us.
O Lord Jesus, even at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us.
Arise, O Christ, and help us.
And deliver us from your enemies. Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people, and kindle in them the fire of your